Blog Talk Radio. When they say Tanrajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah, Ashadu ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We want to thank Brother Wali Ali for that beautiful music, images that have been playing the world since Satan had an opportunity to go against man. And he'll use every trick in the book. And that image is number one on the top of the chart. It'd be number one. So we're here tonight with this Blog Talk radio station trying to correct a most serious problem, a problem that caused life and death, caused limbs to be lost, caused people not be able to stay and live in the same, on the same street, not even get buried in a graveyard, in the same graveyard because of this racism, evilism. That's what it is. We're supposed to be one race, and that's the human race. But we got all kind of races, and they are racing away from the creator of this creation. So we are tonight hope that we can patch or bring some of this together, where we can all live on this planet Earth together. You know, they always showing movies about space creatures coming here, aliens, and they can't get along. They make a movie showing they can't get along with them. But really, in reality, they can't get along with people that got dark skin because their image has been paraded as a Caucasian man, as the Son of God, have caused all these problems. A little problem like that, it looked little, but it caused all the problems. He has made our Caucasian brothers not to even step us as men, not to even step us as human beings, equal. Meaning they will always see us as they boys. They will always see us as somebody beneath them because of the image. So the only thing we can do is come and bring this truth as clearly as possible and hope we can work some of them up for their benefit. But they're talking about the Savior has arrived. This truth is the Savior, and Allah is doing the Savior. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk radio station trying to bring the human family back together. But we will never be able to come together full circle as long as an image of a partner has been given to the creator of this creation. A partner saying that God could not rule this earth by himself, so he go give him a partner, and they call that partner the Son. He's the Son of God. He came here and did what? The only thing we can see that what Jesus done is brought the truth. We don't see no peace on earth. We see no coming together. We see nothing but hatred. They got a up in north of Georgia, they call that Trump company. Everybody got a Trump sign. A sign talking about we gonna make America great again. Nothing but evil. That's an evil sign. Because America has never been great. As long as they had people in bondage and able to trick and mistreat and bring people to court and rob them of the money, why are you going to think we're going to call that great? Now, a sleeping person would say is great. You know, a sleeping person said, you know, we're going to make America great. And they're talking about making America great the way Donald Trump talking about making it great. And Donald Trump is talking about getting rid of the African-American, getting rid of the homosexual. And the Republicans not talk about the homosexual when they voted to pass the bill for them to get married. Now, if they didn't believe in it, why did they vote for it? Same-sex marriage. They did it for political gain. They tell a lie. They want to stop abortion. But you want to stop abortion, then stop hanging and killing us and taking us to court and robbing us of our money, killing us, breaking our family up. Stop lying. So somewhere that's still a lie. They want to stop abortion. Where women would not be getting an abortion if they improved on their human life, improved on the family life. They didn't think about helping no family, but their own people that in their clique, and the Republicans and the Democrats is about the same on that. So they're going to take the good people who call themselves human beings to change the parties. So both of the parties corrupt. So that's why we're here tonight, to get the corruption out of the government and then work on getting it out of the communities and the families so we all can have enjoy this great country together or this world together. Because along with that image up in the world, it would be no real coming together. Not in and not even enjoying this great world, because everywhere African Americans go, it's their suspect. Who calls that? Some restaurants, they say in China they won't allow you to go in, but China can come in and go any restaurant that we open.
Go anywhere.
So we've been restrictive, and they come. There's no other than coming from that image that the Caucasian people done portrayed all around the world. It used to, in Africa, I don't know if they've stopped it, the Chinese people owned a restaurant there and told them Africa they couldn't go in there. That place no longer exists. See, these people want to practice this on the darker skinned people. It's up to the darker skinned people to say no. That we all come together, work together, until this is eradicated, till this out of the world that we have to live in, for the sake of our children. We don't want to leave no world for where they can't go into a restaurant, and we don't want to leave a world where nobody can't go into a restaurant, especially our restaurant. When I'm talking about our, I'm talking about the people who've been put in. The condition we put in, the African American, and we hope one day that African Americans will come together with the Africans all over the planet Earth, with the Europeans all over the planet Earth, and then we can declare that there's only we one, and we are one working with each other. Allah say we never change our condition until we change what's in our heart. This is the Quran. And this is what we should be living by. What God said, what Allah said. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him. He brought all this good news to the world. But they shed it down. They weren't allowed to come out. Because in being a racism, is some benefits and for them. It's some glory for them. False lifestyle for them. And the Quran and the Bible said they gave up this world. They give up this world for a miserable price. That's a miserable price they give this world up, bought into this world, racism and all the other things that come with it, injustice, inequality. All the things come with that image. Religion is supposed to bring people together and make them see each other as one, because we all come from Adam. Abraham was all our father. But who going to preach that other than the one that's been on the line, and that is the Muslim coming out of the Ottoman, the leader coming from the leadership of Imam YCD Muhammad. I don't care who you is. If you follow, you say you follow Imam YCD Muhammad, you love him, then you follow him. You follow where he left. You follow what he left to his son. Because you follow what he left. To say I follow Imam YCD Muhammad and don't work with what he left, it's like saying, well, I follow him to a point, and then I jump over him because I don't want to be seen like I'm following somebody for real. I make my own mind up. No, you follow Imam YCD Muhammad, you follow what he left. You push what he would left. And Imam, and we know that 80% of the leaders supposed to have been following Imam did not follow him, and he called them a bunch of sisters. He asked the people, you going to follow these sisters or you going to follow me? And some of us fear or to follow the sisters who can't carry us or take us nowhere. What's going to carry us where we need to go is the truth. Allah used Imam YCD Muhammad, gave us Imam YCD Muhammad so we can follow this great man. But because he brought us the Quran. He brought the Quran. The Quran was here, but nobody wanted to follow him. Nobody wanted to call Noah Dan before Imam YCD. Not I heard of. Maybe there's a few orthodox were calling him a Dan, but most of the people were not calling him a Dan. Most of the people were not calling themselves Muhammad and Abdullah and Rahim and Ahmed and all the other names that come with the attribute. No, they were following the same Caucasian name, Sam, William, Robert, and all that. That's the name they carried themselves in. Even when Imam came in, we started changing our name. We easily forget. We got rid of those shackle names that we had on us. So we had to, we said all praise are due to Allah for Prophet Muhammad, but we had to thank Allah for also blessing us with the leader, with a man that if you analyze what he did, is no different than a majestic. He revived all the religions. So we thank Allah. When we want to tell the world, we just want to tell each other, we want to share this information with the world. So people like Gino, he's saying some good things, but one thing that he never touched, he never go near, none of the preachers never go near, when Jesus said, many will come in my name, and they come in my name to mislead you. He said, one going to come and lead us in all truth. This is what Jesus said. He said, one going to come and lead us. They don't want to think about problems. But they hear that, but they say they follow that scripture, but they don't listen. They don't even bring that up. I never heard them say that what Jesus said, many will come in my name. I never heard him say, Jesus said, I've speeded, got to go wait. And all of me go to wait for the one going to come and lead us in all truth. The Christians don't never say nothing about that. Then they stay away from them chapters in the Bible. So they know what to go close to, and they know what to stay away from. If they came near those chapters in the Bible or those scriptural saying in the Bible, then what we're saying, it gives more clarity to what we're saying. There's no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, and there's no more prophet to come. And then they have to acknowledge Prophet Muhammad, because the one who came and led us all the truth brought a final revelation called the Quran. Nobody else has brought any revelation after Jesus other than Prophet Muhammad. No other script, no other book has been written. Then the book has been written, and then the book challenged the whole world. Said, come up with an ayat, anything close to this, if you can. And we in the book say, we know you can't. but there's no one has ever came up with anything close to the scripture of El Quran. It's the final revelation. And we know that people have been trained never to accept the whole truth as nothing but the truth. They accept a little truth with a lot of falsehood, but to accept the whole truth, they stay away from that. And God said he was never going to change those people, the people condition, and African American, they in worse shape today than they was 20, 40, 50 years ago. With all them tattoos, the music is indecent, making them indecent. They done took the young girls and they stripped them of their garment and put them out there naked dancing in the video, being called everything but the child of God, and they steady dancing by that filthy music. Allah say will never change that until we change what's in our heart. So I hope that our heart change so we can get back being united. We were united one time in the Nation of Islam. We weren't genuine united. It was the best one we could find in our day and time. But now we should be super united because the knowledge that we have now is the most superior knowledge that you can find anywhere in the world, that God is one. God has no partner. He ruled his universe by himself. He is the God of all of us. We are all of the children of Adam. That's superior language. That's the language connects all of us together. That language don't divide us like white and black or colored or blue eyes or brown. This language that we all come from Adam connects all of us back to the first creature, first man, the first human being that God created. So we're here tonight to make that clear. We're going to say the prayer. We're going to bring we got one of them raising hands. We're going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad up and see what he has to say. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Sujah Muhammad. Unmute. Come on. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, my name is Islam. Yeah, I unmuted.
Okay. Well, you're unmuted now. We hear you. I've been on. Okay. You're packing on. You got it, brother.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one God, one creator, who exists alone and nothing is like him. He neither begets nor is he begotten. He's absolute. He's not fed. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers and all the peoples that is in the sound of my voice the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. You know, I was just reading this book, and in reference to all the saying some of the saying that's in the Bible and in the Holy Quran is making the point where God didn't have a son. God wasn't begotten. And that when this type of statement is made that God had a son, it's showing where he said that many times in the Bible. Speaking of a son, you know, he was showing this Adam, which was the son of God. He was talking about the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. And in Romans 8 chapter 14 verse, it shows where it says, for many are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. And you got Samuel 7:13-14 to say that he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. And it said that many Christians use the argument, after sin, the evidence that the Bible refers to other prophets as sons of God. That with Jesus, it's different. Because he called it, in John 3:16, the begotten Son of God. You know, he's begotten. And John 3:16 say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And what they're saying right here, this is the argument that they try to use when you show them that there's many places in the Bible where God called different people his son, and they try to show this, try to make this point that Jesus is the begotten Son of God, and they got an argument against that begotten. They have another argument about the begotten, you know, that begotten is saying that there was some type of intercourse, you know, with Mary, you know. So they took out the word begotten out of the Bible. So it's back and forth, you know. Like I was, like I said before, when you tell a lie, you got to tell another lie, and you got to keep on lying, you know. And that's about the size of it. And then it said, in this verse of the Bible, God is calling David his begotten son. So according to the Bible, Jesus is not the only begotten son of God. He called him David. You know, this is in Psalm 2, chapter 2, 7. It reads, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. You know. So he's saying right there that David begotten him. David is saying that David is God is calling David his begotten son. You know. But we as Muslims object to the idea that God had a son. You know, our religion teaches us that God had servants, not children. You know, the word begotten means to sire or to produce a child through a sexual act. The human being begets children, not God Almighty. God creates. You know, he does not procreate. We are the ones that procreate to continue the existence of the human being on earth. God Almighty never died, so why would he need a son or children? You see? Brother Elamine, the brother that wrote this book, Hammond Elamine, he said that I often wonder if Christians really understand what they are saying when they say that Jesus is the begotten Son of God. They are saying that God had sex to produce Jesus. The next question would be, who did God have sex with? Muslims believe that Jesus was created by God, not begotten. And that's what the Quran says. He created Jesus on the same line that he created Adam. And when he created, he said that anything he creates, all he had to say be, and it's come into existence. That's the reason that anybody want to talk intelligently about these different concepts and different ideas, then they need to sit down and talk to a Muslim that studies these ideas, that teaches these ideas, and ask them, how did you come to your point? You know, so we can be intelligent about this rather than just saying things. They say that 32 Christian scholars, 32 Christian scholars assisted by an advisory committee representing 50 cooperating denominations recognized that the word begotten was a fabrication in the Bible and should not be a reference to God. They decided to remove the word begotten in John 3:16 in the Revised Standard Version Bible. John 3:16 now reads, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." Not begotten, but his only son. "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." They removed the word begotten. You know, because they know that this word cannot be attributed to God. They can't use the word, they can't use begotten with God. This is what God say in the Quran about the so-called begotten son. This is in Quran, Surah 19:88-93. They say God, most gracious, have begotten his son. Indeed, ye have put forth a thing most monstrous. Edit, the skies are ready to burst, the earth to split asunder, and the mountain to fall down in utter ruin. That they should invoke a son for the most, for God most gracious. For it is not consonant with the majesty of God most gracious that he should beget a son. not one of the beings in the heavens and the earth, but must come to God most gracious as a servant. The Quran also say in 6th chapter of Surah and Ayat 101, to him, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. To him is due the primal origin of the heavens and the earth. How can he have a son when he has no consort? See, that's God established laws. And laws is what governs a person, a thing, action. The human being, we know we live by law, and mainly by God's law. God say that if you have children, you got to marry. And the reason that is that what he's saying is that you got to be responsible. You just can't go around and have children and leave the woman and leave the children just to the woman and have her just feeding the children and raising the children up and educating the children by herself. So how can he have a son when he has no consort? He created all things, and he has full knowledge of all things. Also, he said, Quran 2:116, they say, A'udhu minash shaitan rajim. God has begotten a son. Glory be to him. Nay, to him belongs all that is in the heavens and on earth. Everything renders worship to him. Everything in creation rendered worship to God. Also, we say in the Quran 10, Surah 10, Ayah 6-8, they say God has begotten his son. Glory be to him. He is self-sufficient. He is all things in the heavens and on earth. No warrant has ye for this. Nay, say ye about God, you know, asking questions. No warrant has ye for this. Say ye about God what ye know not. Then they say in the Quran 18:4-5, further, that he may warn those also who say God has begotten his son. No knowledge have they of such a thing, nor has their fathers. It is a grievous thing that issue from their mouth as a sin. What they say is nothing but falsehood. See, the Quran, the book that was revealed after Jesus, after Christianity, what it does, it lets you know that this is not true. This is not real. You know, you don't accept this as one of God's laws. It's not okay. Also, the Quran say in the 9th chapter, 30-32 verse, the Jews call Uzair a son of God. And the Christian call Christ the son of God. That is a saying from their mouth. In this they but imitate what the unbelievers of old used to say. God's curse be on them. How they are deluded away from the truth. They take their priests and their anchorites But if you have Muslims, they do the same thing. They take their priests and their Hagarites to be their Lord in derogation of God. And they take as their Lord Christ, the Son of Mary. Yet they was commanded to worship but one God. There's no God but He. Praise and glory to Him. Far is He from having the partners they associate with Him. Muslims believe that Jesus Christ was a mighty messenger of God. Muslims believe that Jesus is the Messiah. We as Muslims, we believe that Jesus healed the sick, made those born blind see, healed the lepers, and even quickened the dead by God's permission. Muslims do not believe that Jesus is God or the Son of God. And no one can prove the difference. No one. Hameen asked the question, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God because he didn't have a father, then what about Adam? Adam didn't have a father or mother, and Almighty God created him from nothing. So praise be to Allah. We just presented this to you so you can contemplate. You can think. Think a little bit. You know. And you will feel more comfortable that we are just not picking at you, or we're not just coming at you from something out of nowhere. What we are coming at you with is real serious. Like the Quran said, it's an outrage to say that God had a son and he didn't have a wife. So we came to you in peace, and we're gonna leave you in peace. Oh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Brother Suja, for that.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. We're working on the problem, moving the image, putting our status back up in the world as the best businessman that started the business off, started all these programs off that most people don't copy off us and stole, and said they are the author of the whole thing. So but we're going to change that, inshallah. We're going to change that. Allah said, Bismillah, Rock, Pan, Rakim, in this Surah 11, Hud, the Prophet Hud. Allah said, Bismillah, Rock, Man, Rakim. A Lam, Ra. This is the book with verses, basic and fundamental. Established meaning. Punish explained in detail from one who is wise and well acquainted with all things. He teaches that he shall worship none but Allah, said, Verily I am sent unto you from him who warns and to who bring glad tidings.
Right.
And to preach the forgiveness of your Lord, and turn to him we repent, that he may grant you enjoyment, good and true. For a term appointed and bestow on his abounding grace on the who are bored in merging. But if he turn away, then I fear for you the penalty of a grievous day, a great day. Should Allah spoke the truth. So we have a book, we have it to heal this sick world that we were placed in, that we've been tested in, with the mercy and the help of Allah. With the mercy that we are still here, all the terrible things that happened to us on the way to the age that we are now. All the things we see and hear every day, and a lot of times it's not good at all. So, but we have the good news that there's only one Allah, proper name is Allah. You can call him Jehovah, you can call him, but he is, Allah means the creator of creation. He's the creator of this creation. And he has created this creation to test us and let us know which the one who was worthy of the great reward that he have kept hidden from you. That Satan wants to get you being impatient, or you won't see the reward. Will you put doubt in your mind about Allah? You start, you start wishing that you have more than you even strive to get. You be trying to hope for somebody to drop something on you and give you something that you haven't earned. So we know all that comes from the image. The human being that God created, he's a productive creation that God created. He productive, but he lose that production when he start paying some attention to what Satan is saying. And Satan got a lot of sayings out there. You your own man. Do your own thing. This is your thing. Then do what you want to do. Satan got all these messages out there waiting on you, your man. I was listening to somebody sent me this talk about this Caucasian man explaining that we Caucasian men never respect us as a man because we are the captor. They captured us and worked us and did what they did to us. And they said he said especially the white supremacist. He's never going to ever accept you as a man. He accepts you as a man, think you're a woman, homosexual. They would never accept you as a total man. And I can see that. I can see that in the world. They really have never accepted us as men. And that is why they do to us in court and other places. And they'll play ball with us. Because of money in there. But will always be the leader. I've seen that idea that they carry around even in the news casters. They always go to Asian newscasters and ask questions before they ask the African American whose title might be a little greater. I see African American walking with Caucasian. And they always in the lead. They always in front. And when something happened to us, they wait to see did it happen to a Caucasian or African American. I hear African American ask, well, that's Caucasian or African American. And once you said that was a Caucasian, they ready to go work to help that person. But when you say the African American, the enthusiasm died down. So they made us like that.
Yes.
I know a couple of times we was out on Dawa, and a man passed out while we was out there on Dawa. Hot day passed out, and we called the ambulance. And one of the brothers said, "It's a white man." And you'll see how they'll be here. We did that twice. We said it was Caucasian, and they were there in no time. All these things are right in our face. All we had to do is see them. And we could have not, we wouldn't be singing these old racist songs. That's what they are. And listen to them. Listen to them, or let them be played in our neighborhood. We would mean it. Cause those rap songs, I can see some Ku Klux Klan singing those rap songs. But us, and us on the ground, I remember times when you called us a nigger and you were the Caucasian man, you lost your teeth. You were going to get a whooping. And now our insurance is on, and seems like that all that nasty taste in our mouth by calling us those names looks like it just we done accepted that we are niggers, and they use our children getting billions of dollars, to sing those filthy songs to us, and we accept that. And then when you say something about it, somebody will holler, "Oh, it's just a fad." A fad. We had a, but we was had a fad that we was clean. We had our tennis shoes and our blue jeans, our Levi's were clean. We were sharp. We were decent. We wore nice pants and nice shirts and nice. We looked like we were going somewhere. And now with all the tattoo earring coming out of our man got two earrings. Who planted that in the mind of most of you? Look at most of these new movies, Netflix, BET, all the rest of them.
YouTube, Showtime.
All of them. Yeah, the men got earrings in their ears.
Oh, yeah.
Earrings. The women got earrings. And women calling each other B's and H's. They making these movies, planting that into our mind, and the people that are doing that look like us.
Absolutely.
Gino told the brother from the Nation of Islam, he made a mistake, the white man should be here explaining to us what he have done. And the subject was that God created self. And the brother said that God created self out of triple darkness. Student of Farrakhan and Nation of Islam at Temple 12, who was the leader of Temple 12. He said that. So Gino got up and gonna question him. But he left, and they had made agreement, the Nation and Gino, when they came to his place, they made agreement that each were going to talk for a few minutes, and then they were going to let the audience ask questions. But the father of Farrakhan, as he said what he said, he left. He made a statement that the white man should be here. So Gino told him he never heard a white man ask that question or say that. But since the white man said it, he said he should bring Master Barad up here and ask him that question because he was a white man. That's what Gino said. If you go before a man like Gino, and you don't know quite what to say that would make sense, that he ain't gonna pick apart. That man know that Bible. He gonna whoop you good. He gonna make it you look like his devil. So he did that again with the Nation. So what we're saying is the person was stuck with what they scripture said, which Gino, none of them going to touch that. What Jesus said, many should come in my come in my name. Jesus said, he will wait in all of one who's going to come and lead us in all truth. Gino is not going to touch that. The only person they can point to is who came after Christ Jesus, only one they can point to is no other than Prophet Muhammad. He's the one who brought the final revelation. And that's what Gino needs to hear. He already know it, but the person needs to say, Well, the Quran, the Bible said one has come after Jesus, but then that one's going to be bringing a revelation. And no one came after Christ, no other than brought revelation, no other than Prophet Muhammad, him and Abdullah, mm-hmm. may God, peace and blessings be upon. No other figure in the world, no other than mm-hmm. Prophet Muhammad came after Christ. But and Gino said something about Jesus said, like you told Jesus said, my kingdom come, thy will be done. He's saying that he's a Muslim when he makes that statement. So mm-hmm. they ain't got nothing. You just need the right people to sit there and be able to share the information that we have mm-hmm. with him that he has to submit to. He said he believe in nothing but religion, believe what the book said, and this brother who spoke from the over the mosque there, temple there, number 12, he said that Prophet Jesus or Prophet Muhammad, you can't believe everything these men said, and that you can't believe what the book said. See, I don't know why he made a statement like that. Gino said he wasn't going to follow nothing but following what the prophets brought in the book. This is what God have given man to go by. So, so the brother made himself look bad. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was upset a little bit.
Yeah, upset a little bit.
Because they didn't accept that concept. And Gino said, if God created himself out of triple darkness, then darkness is your God.
That's right. He working with the truth. He working with what makes sense. So you seen that too, huh?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I definitely saw, yeah. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
Gino, mm-hmm. he goes to the Quran also.
Yes, sir.
He know the difference between the teaching of an army like Muhammad and the teaching of the Quran. He knows the difference.
Yeah, he knows the difference, yeah. Yes, sir. He knows the difference.
Did you get this from Muhammad or you get it from the Quran? He knows the difference.
Yeah. And he's not afraid. That's what I like about it. He's not afraid.
You got to respect him for that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, respect him. Yeah. He just said what his book saying, and so close to what his book saying. But like you said, when it comes to image in the Bible, they'll go in on verses for the Ten Commandments, because the Ten Commandments can do a whole lot of stuff they bring. So that he's bringing, but don't make no image of God. That destroys all what he ain't bringing that bringing. Nothing close to that, but they read by the homosexual what God said. No, a man should not be laying with man and talking about a man. I didn't know that was in the Bible. Where it said man is not supposed to wear a woman's clothes and a woman is not supposed to wear men's clothes. I did not know that was in the Bible. They read that.
You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah. It's when you be dealing with stuff like that, Allah mm-hmm. bless you to learn a whole lot of things.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got it, you got it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have my pencil next time I sit again.
I'm gonna write them verses down in the Bible, and I'm going to mark them in my book and where I can go to them whenever I need them. Because I read it. It's like the Quran. You read the Quran and you reading it and it says something, your mind is not focused on what you're reading, then you go right past something until you to somebody bring it to your attention. It say you say I read that, but I didn't and now I see what it's saying. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
I don't have time to read the whole Bible. Like Imam said, he read the whole Bible more than one time, and he read it. He said Imam Wadi Muhammad was authority on the Bible. That was brothers I know, and when I first come to the nation or come to the community, they could take that Bible and man, bring some things out of that Bible. So I guess they when they heard Elijah, they know he was on it. But they can take that Bible and bring the truth out of it.
The Elijah said it's a shame that our Middle Eastern brothers come out into a country like America, a Christian country, and they don't read and study the Bible.
Ain't that something? Show said
they should. Yeah, that would he might have to ask the game.
Yeah, and now
instead of thing, he knows it. And when he hears somebody like you talk, they know that they understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and just like these people that come among us bring out that even the word Jesus don't exist. It don't exist. We know it might not exist in Islam, what they mean, but the word Jesus is in the Bible. Spelled J, spelled the same way it's spelled in the Bible. It's spelled in the Quran, Jesus. J-U-S-U.
Yeah.
So, right. We're told in the book.
That particular thing there is just ignorance. It's not. It's not so much it don't exist or it does exist. That itself is just ignorance.
It's the word.
You know, it's Jesus is the language.
It's language.
The word. It's a word that they use in English. To tell you who somebody is.
Yeah, that's
so
all it
is. So it's just ignorant. It's not no type of reality where it exists and don't exist. Some people can go to things that don't make no sense. Don't have no real application.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah, it's like it's others to divide us up, to bring us together.
Yeah. We try. You know, and I understand. When they say Jesus, I understand. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. When you say Mary, I know what you're talking about. When you say Mariam, I know who you're talking about. When you say Esau, I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So,
I know what he's saying. When you say Uno, I know what he's saying. When you say Aha, I know he's saying what he's saying. Each one of them is one. Uno is one. Aha is one. And in English, they call it one. Now, if you want to say that one don't exist, you know, then that's you. That's what we use. That's our language.
He made
Jesus
it clear. He said,
it's the language that we use for describing one of God's prophets.
Yeah.
We use the word Jesus to describe one of God's prophets. That ain't no Spanish.
Yes, it is.
No, you know.
Yes, it is.
Spanish is Jesus. It's Jesus in Spanish.
Look it up, and you'll
see. You know, that's how they call Jesus in Spanish.
So what language is that?
English.
No, it's not English.
Oh, see, I can't deal with English.
Okay, then that's right.
Start talking ignorant.
Let's check it out. Okay, I'll look it up.
I'll look it up. Change to another station.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
like I was telling the young man, Allah said a warning. When he sent a song, he sent a warning. He let you know that he's finna send a storm. You'll get prepared and get ready to deal with a storm. And when he sent the book with all this information in to tell what he did in the past, that's a warning to all of us. Some people can put either warning. Some people don't even care about the warning. Some people don't care. You warn them, do not warn them. They would not believe anyway the Quran says. So a lot of
people make their mind up about things that if you talk to them about it, you can show them that's not real. What you thinking?
That's right.
What you thinking about? That's right. That's not real. It's not based in no kind of reality.
Uh huh. And one thing about I seen that day we was in McDonald's. You were talking that Caucasian. He didn't want to leave because what you were saying was made more sense than what he was saying.
Yeah, and see, he recognized it.
He couldn't change it.
He couldn't switch it. He couldn't rationalize another point of view.
Yeah.
And that's what people does. They try to take a thing and change it right in front of you.
Right in front of
you. You know.
He tried.
But he could. We didn't let him do that.
No.
He couldn't do that.
He tried so hard and realized what you said.
His wife said, I'm going to go. Go ahead on.
I got to fence him with what I'm saying is more truth than what you said. He couldn't do it.
He said, and then he'll let you know
you got it. That make more sense. He said that make more sense. What you said? God ain't give nobody no religion just to help one people. He's supposed to help all of us.
There's no help. Mankind, humanity.
Yeah, mankind. We're not doing that. That's not from Allah. That's not from the creator of this creation. You can't make this creator. Creation, the creator of this creation,
and all for if I get an idea and I learn it in Hebrew, I learn it in Arabic,
right.
and I come to another country that don't speak now one of those languages,
right?
You know, and then I find out what do they call this in English and in Arabic? I go to some of the things that they got to define things, Webster and Google and all those things to define. What is the meaning of so-and-so in English? And they would tell it to you. Mm-hmm. They would explain it to you and give you the word. Use and then you learn what that person is bringing you, because now you know what that person is saying.
know what he's saying. That's all it is.
You
bring
know what the person is saying. The oldest person right is talking about one of God's prophets.
Mm-hmm. Bring the picture to your mind,
yeah,
through your faith.
But
yes,
he's
sir.
Using the word Jesus.
Yes,
okay. So
that's right.
Now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you come and talk about he don't exist. Ooh, come on.
To me, you searching for food, or searching for somebody don't think, or you searching for somebody you trying to sway to be what you want them to be. So that ain't
I try to reason, and I was listening, and I said, well, some part he is telling the truth, because they have taken Jesus' teaching and establish a new Jesus.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's
Jesus. They lying on him, in other words. They lying on him. But I could, if I said what he said, that he don't exist, then I could never prove that they lied on him.
Yeah.
That they lying on him. It's saying that he had a son.
The Caucasian came on it. On the internet, on the YouTube, he said that African or the dark skinned people was already here when Columbus come. So many of them didn't have to go back to Africa because they was here before the Europeans stepped foot on the
thing.
But they
I mean,
they
just
kept
the Moors.
Right,
they didn't.
He said Christopher Columbus discovered America. Another major lie. You had to pass a test in their school to get a grade. That was a lie. So this country was built off of lies. Wrong foot. He started off on the wrong foot.
It started off. And if we don't know that if we're innocent and don't know that a person would lie, even in the education,
mm-hmm.
then you in trouble.
Yeah,
this person would lie about even dealing with the Constitution. He would tell you, or she would tell you a lie. You know, or dealing with education, it would lie to you.
Just like the
Indians say. I can't accept him because he speak with a false tongue.
They don't hear that. But what they did, they reversed what the Indian, what they did to the Indian, they reversed it and they failed. They said the Indian was the Indian giver. He was one who gives and take back. And it was them, but they put that lie on the Indian, called the Indian giver.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're trying to do. You know, when you clear up something, when you bring in clarity, then the next move for me to make is to mess up your concept, or confuse your concept, or mess up your image. I'm coming all kind of ways to mess you up. You know, I'm coming in a way where I'm erasing. I'm giving people, and like they say in the Quran, the way you can do to the people that tell them the truth, when they read the Quran, say talk in the midst of them reading it. Why they read it, talk.
Attract them.
Yeah. Throw people off. Distract people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that they do. You know, when you tell them when you trying your best, you can be all sincere. Just trying your best to bring the truth, and they will establish you as a troublemaker, as a liar, poison
think you know everything. I mean, they come at you all kind of ways. So the person that's listening, you know, they won't accept nothing you say. That's what they're trying to do. You know, and what they're saying is totally messed up. And if the person accepts it, they're on the wrong track.
Yeah.
And all that you're trying to do is reason. So, let's look at a little bit of that, what you're saying. Let's think about a little bit of what you're saying and see can we agree.
Yes. So what you're saying is
I don't even want to answer. Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah, they really don't want to think.
I said,
on him is the most powerful thinking you can do. Thinking on Allah. They don't want you to think. I heard Imam say there was a lady came up to him, told him to stop. He said, Please don't make me think. Yeah.
When you're discussing the thing and a person tell you, I don't want to talk about it, but that's what we're doing.
How could we
improve? All things in the Bible say it had to be approved. How could we put it on the table and dissect it and analyze it? You know.
Yeah.
A truth is going to stand. I want somebody to question, because the more you question, something I give you, and you dissect it and coming at it all kind of ways, I'm learning. I'm learning because that's the way other people's going to come. And Sometimes you can think of a way that would teach the other person how to come. You know, you say, oh, man, I heard all of that.
And I guarantee you, benefited thinker, they're like somebody would say, judge me not. So I said, judge me not, unless you want to be judged. You gonna judge and see that person judging you right. But the whole life is a moment of making a decision and judging on what is right and wrong should be. A balanced life.
You have enough faith in the truth and what is right.
Yeah.
Two letter person are challenging it.
Mm-hmm.
The Unbelievable Muhammad, he said that man sharpened man and steel sharpened steel. You know, but man sharpened man. If you question me about what I'm saying, and ask me, well, what about this and what about that? Mm-hmm. And if I can't answer it, then I got to come to the conclusion and say, well, look at it. I'm gonna have to look at that a little bit more before I put that out there.
I don't want
to put somebody out there that can't pass the test.
Right.
And we should be able to talk among ourselves about things before we take it out in the public.
Yeah, that's right. I take them out there and talk about them. Because the guy was telling this guy about something that he seen, and he said why did you look in that box? He said I looked in there and found that place like that because that's what I would have did. He used his mind.
That's what made him do it. That's some of the things that you want to take out in the public. Yeah. The first thing you do, you take it to your wife.
That's right.
And see what she say about it.
Yeah.
And let her be critical against you. And if you are able to come through your wife, you know, then you feel kind of satisfied. Say, well, you know, she don't ask me, she don't came at me all kind of ways. and I'm still standing. You know, and so I'm ready to go out, and I'm ready to go out into public with this here.
Okay, I'm there. You know, we got another speaker that's in the queue, so we're gonna let him
come on.
Speaker Kalama George, Assalamu Alaikum. We see you in the queue, and we haven't heard from you in a while. We're glad that you're back, brother.
As always, we thank Allah for blessing us to be and giving us the permission to be on a part of this message of concern. And we pray Allah that we are the best listeners. Those who are obligated to share what we have heard from Almighty God Allah through other believers who Allah has shared also the same message. To deliver this message that there's no but one God and that Muhammad is the messenger. And those two things are only here to help all of those who think they are right get right. It's not here to punish anyone or to make things difficult. It's only here for the human being to be able to have a light guided to their life so that they can free themselves from their own evil deeds and that of the shaitan who has suggested to them to bring those deeds about. So we have to thank Allah very much and remember that our success is measured by our intention. And I think those of you outside of the cube who are not of the Islamic faith, you have been told that in the Bible, the Torah, the Injil, and other things in creation has also told you the same thing. Your intentions of how you use what Allah has created to help you perfect your worship and submission and obedience will determine how well those things will support you. So when we ask the human family, especially those of us who are responsible for this message, we have to remember that we're looking in a mirror. And if we look in this mirror and we see human beings who are trying to strive hard to share this one soul, to share this one life, to share this one reality, given to all of us by Almighty God Allah, the creator of all of us and everything we see and don't see, then we might be able to appreciate it. But first, when we look in that mirror and we see a different reflection, then that lets us know that something is wrong, that Shaitan and those who are under his influence is given a different picture of the truth, of those who believe, of those who are trying to be right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this message of concern will be a warning to those type of people, those type of human beings who are under the influence of the shaitan, that you still have a final opportunity in reading the Quran if you have access to it, or listening to the Quran from those who are responsible for the message of the Quran and those who are responsible for encouraging us to come back to our to our oneness, one creation under one God and one reality. And then you act accordingly with your own free will. And then when we look at how do we purify the intentions of the human being to do the most important thing in their reality, and that is to accept with their own free will the reality that there is nothing but one God, no doubt about it. And by Prophet Muhammad is a proof that you cannot deny. You know, we heard and we have records of the prophets and messengers of God, but we know without a doubt about Prophet Muhammad. There's no story about him. Nobody can steal his identity. Nobody can pretend like they are Christ Muhammad or Christ something else. We know who Prophet Muhammad is, no doubt about it. You know, so we have something that we all in our reality. Anybody over 122 years old, you're in the grave. You're not here with us. Any baby who's just born in this world, 1 hour old, you are in this time period, depending upon the proper message been taught to you by your parents and taught to you by the proper society that's in submission in an environment of such corruption, diversity, individuality, competition, etc., when it's supposed to be nothing but peace. So this message concerns to ask you, we all as human beings, you have to look at what your intentions are. Well, look at the world today. In our world of people who are 122 years old and young, look at our world. Is this a world of good intentions? Is this a world has the full intention of receiving the paradise, the heaven, all that Almighty God Allah promised us, has been promising the human being since Adam? Is this the intentions of people who do that, or is this the intentions of people who low, or is this the intentions of people who are scheming? People's intentions halfway there, three-quarters of the way there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us there are many people who only want one reward for their intention. They have no intention of completing their worship to the one God. Have no intention at all. They want the benefits of the intention of this world. Pump and glitter, false reality, false worship, false gods, false money, as we see, like that guy who's getting ready to go to jail from 9 on for stealing billions of dollars with this crypto dollar, of which the world was warned in the world that we live in. I'm a witness to that, because I told everybody on the Lifeline and other product programs, y'all must be out of your mind and let somebody give y'all some cartoon money. And you fall for the scheme, taking your real trade, your real exchange for some fake money, for a fake value system, put yourself all in debt, spending all that you done had in the hands of people who had no intention of you getting rich. No intention at all. Their whole scheme was not to let you or the poor people in the United States of America and the world or whoever might fall for the scheme, you not make a dime. And they had intended to steal your money. And all the other little circumstances going on in the world. Here we have a president of the United States has no intention of living a humanitarian life if he has encouraged and put into the law the protection of homosexuals marrying each other, having a license to be pedophiles, have the right to prey on innocent, righteous children and women and men, and has given them the law, the protection of the law of the United States of America to do so. Staying around us in this junior, this world, this country that we live in is false. It has no intention of letting you get back to your Creator with your own free will. None at all. You will be a slave from now on. Look at the intention of those with their free will have enslaved themselves and each other ever since they have been here on this earth. Still have slavery today. And if not in actuality, it's in the intention of the hearts of the wrongdoers to find someone to do their job. And they give them a trickle-down, a share or no share, and they get rich, or they get a nice car, or they get to wear nice clothes. And they give you the crumbs off of the table of the false religion of the true people who in the Christian Bible, that's why they call it the Christian Bible, where all the identities of the prophets and messengers of God has been stolen. Nobody's crazy. A name is a name, right? Why is Moses' name not Musa? Why is Ibrahim's name not Abraham? That was their name. Why come Lot's name is not what it's supposed to be, Luke? Why come all of the world that we know has an what they call an alter ego identity? That don't even exist.
Yeah,
and we experienced that when we was coming up. We took on the identity of nigger, black, African American. We just took upon the name that, like other, lack of a better word, nationalities, have taken on false identities.
Oh, God.
As a way of life. They don't even know who they really are. And they know the names that they're using are not the names of their true heritage. That's in the revelation. See? Even the false identities that they use in the name of the Bible, the people's names, they done changed all the names. And they think that us of 122 years old and younger are not really aware of the true history. But we who have said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it is a natural reality that we have because Almighty God Allah has taught us. Us people in this day and time, all of us, regardless of what you call yourself, Almighty God Allah has taught all of us who we are, who he is, who they are, who they was, and everything else you see and you don't see. Nothing is hidden from the people who are on this earth right now. So what is your intention? What are you intending to do with this truth? Reject it? Because your Creator said you're going to do one or the other. You either going to accept it and see the world after this one, or you going to reject it and suffer in this hell and then go through the hell fire. No doubt about it. This is real, brothers and sisters. This ain't no joke out here. And our intentions, the whole people on this earth have no intentions of going together. Look at Christianity. How can you intend to be loving brothers, care for the orphan, and here you are every day giving a legal right for Satan to make people believe that they are man when they are woman. Make them give them the right to believe that they're a woman when they are man. Give them a right to think that annual sex is better than real sex. making them think that having sex with dogs and animals is normal. What is the intentions of the human being for real? Who don't believe that there's one God, who don't believe that Muhammad is the messenger. Look at us, those of us who call ourselves the Muslims. We won't talk about Al-Islam. We call it Islam now. We talk more about everybody else's way of life except the life that Allah has gave everybody. Allah has gave every human being on this earth in this time that we live. 1 hour or 1 minute to 122 years. Everybody else is gone. Ain't nobody here except the those Allah has blessed still be here, and ain't nobody over 122 years old. Maybe. Just a few. This is our world. Where are we going? What is our intention? To get rid of this falsehood? We've been told for the last in our little history, that the truth will set you free. Is it our intention to really accept the truth, that don't do this, that don't do that, that don't have this, don't do that? Are you really ready for that? Ready for that? Are you strong enough to accept the truth and live it, not practice it, and run around and pretend to each other that your intentions is to be a lost servant and bow down to the Lord and Creator of all the world? That's what Christian people say. That's what Buddhist people say. And then we go for the okey-doke. We believe that these false intentions are these 50% intentions. What them two guys today did to a pastor and his son, sold $8 million COVID-19 money. And they sold out the lunch that they would have the nerve to go try to buy a $3 million house. Here they are, two people who ain't never had nothing no more than maybe a couple $100,000 house. All of a sudden, listening to the shaitan and seeing how ignorant and how people are not paying attention to the truth, they thought that he could go out and buy a $3 million house. And nobody paid no attention. That's who we who are delivering this message of concern. It's time to share with you who have not accepted the full intention of what you say out your mouth, knowing that you will only get what you intended for. You have been told in your scripture, the scripture before your scripture, and you've been told in the final scripture, Al-Quran. We have to go back and ask Allah through our prayers, increase our intentions. He's already told us what we do. Whenever he gives us something to do or you pray for something, you, when you get it, you make sure you bring it to its full completion and bow down to the Creator of it, Almighty God Allah. Don't bow down to Buddha, Jesus Christ, Isa, Moses, Muhammad. Don't bow down to nobody or nothing but your Creator. This is your intention, so we tell each other. My intention is to be a righteous Christian. My intention is to be a righteous Jew. My intention is to be this. My intention is to be that. All of it righteous. But look at our world around us. Is this really what we intend to do? To deceive, enslave, kill, rape? Can you imagine these evil people who have the intention of getting up the next morning and say, I'm going to steal that little girl next door. He ain't but 7 years old. I'm going to rape her, and then I'm going to throw her body in the woods. They get up in the morning. They can't sleep at nighttime. They can't wait till the morning because they're in their intentions. is to get up and steal a little boy, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, rape him, beat him up, and throw him in the water. And you had the audacity to think that one blessing is enough for something that has the intention, the purity of that intention, will get rid of racism. The purity of that intention will get rid of murder, stealing, hunger, falling, weak you from the Shaitan. Well, ain't nobody sending these intentions out in this world but our open enemy. Are we really paying attention now when a man goes to bed intending to kill his wife in the morning? Is a woman really in her right mind, in her heart, when she's laying right beside her husband, has the intention to kill him in the morning? Look at this world we living in. And judge it by its intentions. I guess then maybe you'll be glad to get the hell out of this world and start building the world of good intentions and righteous deeds, like you have already been told by the Creator of what you see and what you don't see, whether you believe it or not. And those of us who believe, your intentions is to get away from the wrongdoers. Your intentions to do no wrong, inshallah. Your intentions to establish a halal world in this 122-year grace period that all of us are living in. Everybody else is gone. They're a memory. We're worshiping the bad intentions of those who were here before us. And ask Allah to forgive those who had the good intentions and was working on them to the best of their ability to join us in this reality that we're in. We are the people, we are the good deeds that our parents asked Allah to have in front of them. They done this for so that when we came into this world, we have their good intentions to grow upon and build upon. Like we do them. We're trying to make some of our good deeds go into the future for our children. And look what we got for them, 8, 9, 10, 11 school. We had more intentions for our children back when we had 150 schools or better, 200 schools. What happened to our intentions? We let those with bad intentions get amongst us and made us deviate following their intentions because it was big lie, just a bunch of lies, big fantasy. Public glitter. We said, well, I betrayed my good intentions of hard work and worship to Almighty God Allah for this dream world that these people living in. And lost our favor. Like they done lost theirs. Now we're following the blind. We're following the walking dead. We better wake up and deliver this message of concern, like Allah said, to our own self first. To our loved ones first. And then when we get on this radio broadcast show that's all across the United States, around the world, then we give it to those in the world community. And we use our example, our model of how they work in the way that we live, not how we practice it. You people out of this cube, we pray that you take this message of concern and say, how in the world can I be a good Christian and I'm letting other human beings be raped, turn into perverts, feeding them bad food, and I think that I go to church and say, oh, Jesus, forgive me. You already died for our sins. And you see in your world, the Christian world, has went asshole backwards. And the Muslim world has gone asshole backwards, but not the believing Muslim. And that might be us here in the United States of America. Because we are the freest Muslims on this earth to stand up and say there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Mm-hmm. And we have a right to do so by the environment that we're in, not the country,
mm-hmm.
but the environment that we're in. This land that we're mm-hmm. on is sacred. Allah has already prepared for what is going on in the United States of America long before America was even probably created.
All right, well.
We pray Allah that our intentions, we want them to be complete and bring us and those who want it can follow the footsteps of the believers and not follow the footsteps of the disbelievers and shaitan. May Allah peace and bless upon all of us. Back to you,
thank
Brother Akbar.
Thank you, Brother. You go on and deal with that cold. You got a little cold in the chest, ain't you?
Oh, no. That's just my bronchitis. I had it. It comes like
okay,
that.
Okay, then.
But
take
appreciate
care, okay,
your,
huh?
Yeah, appreciate your concern, though. Sure
okay,
do.
Okay, then. Well, now let me bring my, he's the only one got his hand up. Brother Sujah Muhammad back up there. Say what he had to say and get ready to close out. Brother Sujah Muhammad, As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Sujah Muhammad, As-salamu alaykum. Unmute and come back on.
As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam. Well, you got it. You got it. And
how many minutes you got?
We got 10 minutes. Your brother went on.
I got 7.
Got off out the cube. So you got to go. You can deal with it. Take it up to the and close it out.
Well, I'm just say that we. On this blog talk, you know, we
mm-hmm.
also is Muslim that does dawah,
mm-hmm.
and you got many people don't understand dawah. You know, you got many people don't understand dawah, and through not doing dawah. Now they can tell you, they can say, "Well, I do a whole lot of talking. I talk
mm-hmm.
to everybody." You know? Yeah, but that's not dawah.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's not the type of dawah that of going to the public and establishing dawah. And when you go to the public, you know you gonna have to know where they at.
That's right.
In order to get something to them, you're going to have to understand them. You're going to have to study them. And you can't assume nothing.
You can't assume nothing.
Because
you know.
Huh?
You're right.
Yeah,
you can't assume
nothing. You have to know what you're talking about.
No,
you can't assume
about.
Nothing. You can't come there with a dream world and with your understanding of what you done read and then you come back regurgitating. You just say that ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. You got to know how to convey the message of the Holy Word Quran, and Allah shall argue with them with the best. Arguing with them and with the best, you'll learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll learn how to do that. You'll learn how you can knock on the door, and they would invite you in their house.
Yes, sir.
You know, and offer you coffee, or whatever, whatever, you know,
yeah,
of food.
They want to be around you. Right.
Yeah. They see that your intention is good.
Yeah.
You see, and Allah have told us that nobody knows the intention of people other than Him. I don't know your intention.
Right.
You know, and he said that Allah judges a believer according to their intention. You know, and so I can't read what's in your heart. You know, I can talk to you, and you after you say a few words, then I can read you. After you say a few words, you doing a little talking, I can read. When the angel asked the prophet to read, you know, in your name, in the name of the one that created you, then I understood. I didn't know what they were saying in the beginning, you know. And all I knew, probably I'm gonna say I can't read. And so that's not just talking about knowing how to read a book.
Yes,
you know, it's talking about more than that. You know,
more than that.
And a person can say a few words out of their mouth, and it'll tell you a whole story.
Yes, sir.
Just a few words. You know, doing the work of practicing El Islam, applying El Islam, is completely different from regurgitation, presenting it. You know, talking, passing on something that you done memorized, something that you done read, rather than something that you done expense. When you expense a thing, it means that you might run into some problem with it, and you might have to go back home and study it, and then come back again and present them the same thing, and get a different response because you approached them in another way, because you learned that the first way I came to him, I didn't get nowhere. You know, so it's just like business. It's just like business. You know, you got to treat the customer good. You know, that's one of the reasons they say that the customers is always right.
Yeah.
You know, we know we're not talking about right in actuality, he's always right. But it's a person that gonna be paying your bills, that you getting your money from, that you trying to win friendship, that you trying to sell them something.
Yes, sir.
You see, and you can't say, "Well, give me your money and get out the store." Oh, I got what you want. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And you got some business people that act that way too.
Yeah. Especially they got no competition.
They take this and ask for money until you get out the store.
Yes, sir.
You know, but see, we are in a competitive world, and being in this competitive world, when we do get into the arena, we're going to have to be competitive. In other words, you're going to be competing with other people saying the same thing that you got. And the person that you're selling it to can tell you to leave their store that they'll buy from somebody else.
Yeah. And you lose money. Yeah.
And you lose money. And you don't make no money. So I'm, you know, it's time is up. It's You know, I'm thankful to Allah. Allah bless us with some understanding. So we're going to close up in prayer with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, mercy, and favor, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean.
I mean.
Alhamdulillah.
Allah, another one on our belt. We'll pray that we was able to help somebody. So we pray what we said. Be some benefit coming to them from Almighty God, Allah.
Inshallah. Yeah.
Inshallah. We hope to invite everyone to come back tomorrow night and bring your questions and come and listen if you want to. But we like when you ask questions tomorrow. And ask New Job, Brother Muhammad, you hear a little different. But ask questions, you will find out the truth. So we'll be in tomorrow.
Glad to be. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.